He's in open field, 20, on. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Live and on location, and that location is Liberty Ford in Solon, 32811 Aurora Road. Come on out and see us here. We have got Bernie Kosar. Yeah, the quarterback is here signing autographs and posing for pictures. We have got Hanford top dog Dixon here signing autographs, posing for pictures. And we have Don Cockcroft, outstanding former kicker for the Browns. He's here. He's also signing a book that he wrote, The 1980 Cardiac Kids, Our Untold Stories. So we've got some great Browns alumni with us this full hour. You're going to hear from Greg Little during the show as well. Jameer Howerton will have a little interview with him, catching up with Greg as the Browns prepare for Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers. And we'll see if they can bounce back from last week's loss to the Colts. We'll talk about that extensively with both Bernie and Hanford, regulars here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's always special when this show, which has Liberty Ford in its title, is broadcasting from Liberty Ford. We did that earlier this week, and we're going to do it again on Monday, too, in Maple Heights. The Maple Heights dealership will be our next stop on our Liberty Ford remote tours. We, as we always do on this show, we take your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to us to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and also to the Browns Daily Twitter page. Not also, that's one of the Twitter pages, but it's Browns _ Daily is the handle on that. We encourage you to check that out with all show updates. Our email address is daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and you submit questions and comments to that. And our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY as well. Ryan from Facebook, talking about Jordan Cameron. He says, Jordan Cameron should be out there every play. The kid has talent. Well, Jordan Cameron is getting his share of playing time. I know your point, though, Ryan, is you want him to get not only additional playing time, but the more catches that he's capable, I'm sure, of making. But keep in mind, this is a receiver-driven offense. It really is. The tight end has a role, and he has a pass-catching role, no doubt. But this really is an offense that is designed for the receivers to make the majority of the plays, and that's where, of course, Josh Gordon, Greg Little, part of that, the main parts of that group. You see Josh Cooper coming into it, and eventually Travis Benjamin as he's getting healthier, so on and so forth. The tight ends are important, but I don't know that you're going to see the type of tight end-driven offense, for instance, that in New England runs. And I know that's become something that people have looked at as a model, but you've got to have those kinds of guys, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, who isn't Aaron Hernandez, is hurt right now, not going to play in that game Sunday across the pond against the Rams in London. But you look at what Jordan Cameron can be, and he definitely, I think, is coming on as a talent in this receiving core. I'll talk again with Bernie, and we'll get thoughts from Bernie and Hanford about that as we push into the show. Andrew from Facebook says, if the defense played to even half the level they were a year ago, we would have at least two more wins. Andrew, I'd go along with that. I don't know that I want to pin and point the finger and say that the defense has been a big reason for the loss. I think at different times this team has had different areas, you know, contribute to the losses and not mesh up together. A complete team win, you hear Pat Shurmur talk about that, or players talk about that. That's what you had against Cincinnati. And I think he's classified other games as complete team losses because of shortcomings within those particular spots. Defense, offense, special teams, not all meshing, not doing enough. When you lose, nobody does enough. But defensively, I think the disappointment of a week ago against the Colts was not stopping the run and allowing a team that was as banged up in its running game as the Colts were and allegedly playing with lesser players there. And I guess that's a reminder that no, next man up isn't always a lesser guy. People can succeed and get the job done. The Colts had that in their running game. And the run defense, though, also did the job against a banged-up Browns running game with Trent Richardson struggling and having problems with his rib injury. And he is listed as questionable, rib and chest injury, for Sunday's game against the Chargers. We'll see how that all works out. David from Facebook says, the Browns must establish winning at home first, then the road wins will happen. Well, they've got one step along the way on that long path by beating the Bengals. Yeah, it would be great to see that happen again on Sunday against the Chargers. Is this the, quote, winnable game for the Browns? Of course it is. I think every game is that opportunity, but this is a Chargers team coming off of back-to-back losses, a Chargers team that has squandered big leads in two games. So is that give them more motivation in a game like this to play better? It probably does. It's also a Chargers team coming across the country to play a game. That's generally regarded as a challenge disadvantage to the opposition. So we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, David, it stands to reason that if you're a strong home club or if you have success at home, you can find success on the road. But you're not a team that's arrived yet until you get the road thing down. And you know, I think that's a whole nother issue as far as this Browns team is concerned. But they've played, what have they played? They've played some close games we've seen on the road. Not good enough at Cincinnati. Not good enough at Baltimore. Giants game got away from them at the end of the half. But again, they were competitive in these games, but that's not good enough. And the Colts game was about as winnable as could be on the road in every respect. And, again, small things that were big things. I mean, not small things, but singular things. A drop touchdown pass, a screwed-up hold on a placement on an extra point are the small margins that the Browns can't afford to have work against them. All right, we are just getting this thing started as we broadcast to you from Liberty Ford in Solon. Aurora Road is where we're located. Bernie Kosar with me, Hanford Dixon with me. Stop on by to get their autographs, pose for a picture. So many people have been doing so. They had a long, long line here, and come on out. Be part of this. We love to see you and love to talk with you. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, at Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about 10 grand off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Golic here. Cleveland Clinic Sports Health provides athletes with world-class care on game day and every day. Their team of experts offers diagnosis and treatment to athletes of all abilities and ages, from sprained ankles to broken bones to concussions and more. They can get you back to your sports safely and as quick as possible with 21 area locations and same-day appointments. For the real pro or the weekend warrior, call today for an appointment today. Call 877-440-TEAM or visit sports-health.org.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Hi folks, Johnny S. here from Johnnyville Slugger in Cleveland's West Side Market District, which is where we make quite simply the greatest gift you can give a guy for under $200, period. First, we personally size, color, and stain each Johnnyville Slugger. Then the real customization begins. We use your logo, your signature, and often your handwritten message on the back of the bat. I'd like to personally invite you to our store at 1826 West 25th Street, on the web at johnnyvilleslugger.com, or have one of our reps come out to personally meet you. And after visiting, walk to some of Cleveland's most fun and interesting pubs and eateries. I want you to see why I've made this my home for the next 30 years. My Johnnyism of the month, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning to dance in the rain. Come on, Cleveland, let's go.
Johnnyville Slugger, 1826 West 25th Street and at johnnyvilleslugger.com.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Let's go.
Back with you at the Liberty Ford on Aurora Road, 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Come on out and see us. Bernie Kosar, Hanford Dixon here. You're going to hear from them shortly. Don Cockcroft also with us. You'll hear from him in the show. And ladies, enjoy a night out with the Cleveland Browns and get a behind-the-scenes look inside the team. Expand your football knowledge at Ladies Chalk Talk with an evening full of special appearances, lectures, cocktails, appetizers, giveaways, and much more on Monday, November 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Sign up today for Ladies Chalk Talk by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or by calling 440-891-5050. And we are pleased right now to be joined by two of our show regulars, two great guys here, one being Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Vic.
Multitasking, signing football cards as he speaks. And Hanford Dixon doing the same thing. You got the multitasking thing down too, brother.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
So who says that football players, ex-athletes, can't multitask?
Wait a minute. You know, I heard you say earlier, though, to someone that maybe you guys took a couple of, you know, a couple of hits in your day, and that maybe affects the way things operate now. But
I want us to know, you know,
you guys have been pretty on your game.
No, when you do this, in all seriousness,
yeah,
especially with kids,
yeah,
you want to spell their names right.
The kid who, yeah, the twos, yeah.
You know, when you're signing the stuff for him, because you're putting, like, I put stuff like do good in school or do well in school,
mess,
but,
yeah,
and it looks bad when you write that and then you misspell their name.
Do good in school, and I can't spell your name right.
And you know, I always ask, because I'll mess it up in a minute. I always ask, how do I spell it? You know, then they'll give you one letter at a time, but they're so cute.
Now, if I don't mind saying, Hanford's autograph is more impressive
it's
than
yours.
It's
very more artistic.
It's larger. It's more artistic. He puts some real style.
Vic, don't start him, because
don't
you know he's going to get off.
I just say that you could tell that my ego is not that bad. Because I've left, Hanford will be like 6-8 inches on the,
yeah,
on the whatever the item is, and then we have a centimeter and a half to put BK19.
People have to like tape two things together to get Hanny's autograph. Guys, the Browns getting ready to play this game against the San Diego Chargers Sunday. Another opportunity. Let's first just to kind of summarize what this week has been coming off of that game against the Colts, where there were so many positives that we can look at in terms of Brandon Whedon's performance. But, Bernie, especially as a quarterback, I want you to address this, and then Hanford too. But how much do we take from a guy that you look at as saying he made progress, he made strides, but the final score, the other team had more points?
Well, I think last week, and I heard one of the questions earlier on the Ask Vic segment of it, you know, what's wrong with the defense? I think last week, the injuries, and not that you want to use injuries as an excuse,
right,
but the guys being injured really caught up with them. And you saw Indianapolis, especially in the front seven, her team hasn't particularly run the ball efficiently or effectively this year, ran the ball pretty well. And then I like the way, unfortunately, I like the way Andrew Luck plays and played. And actually, him and Brandon Wheaton, I said earlier in the week, I thought they played like 10-year veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to keep ahead of the down and distance, second and six, second and five, third and three, convert on third down. So the Colts had a lot of sustained drives that really put the pressure on the defense to kind of get stops.
Right.
And then the offense had effectively lost a couple of series because of the way they controlled the ball. So when they were out there, it was almost imperative that they derive some type of points because they weren't going to get as many chances.
Hanford, from a defensive perspective, I mean, obviously you always want to see, you look at the game as to, okay, let's get those interceptions, let's get the ball in our hands, but you're seeing a quarterback's efficiency now seemingly getting better. He's taking better care of the ball. When you know, you can notice that in a quarterback.
Well, there is no question about it, and one thing he's starting to do, he's starting to make better decisions with the football. I mean, obviously the first few games he was throwing a lot of interceptions, a pass here, a pass there, where he probably should have just thrown the thing in the stands. He would try to fit it in there where he was thinking that he was still in college, where, you know, you can get that football in there,
right,
and it's totally, totally different in the pros. But you watch him each and every week, and he's progressed, and he's starting to make his reads, and he's starting to know when guys like myself on the other side of the ball are trying to disguise coverages and make him see something that actually is not there.
Right.
He's starting to pick it up. And he's done nothing but get better each and every week. And it's funny, you know, and BK watching the game, he actually had a better game than the numbers showed because, you know, pass here, pass there. I mean, this guy's just starting to zip him in there and be the quarterback that we thought he was when we drafted.
Yeah, and I think to add on to that, you know, in college and in high school, he was a spread guy, four receivers,
right.
five receivers. And talking to Coach Whipple during the week, getting used to understanding the tight end and having sometimes a tight end and a back in there, or an H-back and a tight end, and or a tailback and an H-back in there, the combination of two or three potential blockers to kind of condense the field, as opposed
right.
to in college, you're expanding the field horizontally. And it just takes a little bit of time because the routes are somewhat different. It's just not like in spread popping it into a quick seam
right.
and trying to trick somebody. This is sometimes about high-low stretches and outflanking people as opposed to kind of tricking open a seam in the slot.
Well, Bernie, I wanted to ask you, and Vic also would love to hear your comment on this too. You know, quarterbacks, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, but are you surprised to see guys like Luck and Wheaton now starting coming in as rookies and playing so well?
Well, you know, we've talked about it, me and Vic, on and off the air a little bit, was a little bit to the level of success, because I'm not even sure anybody could really think that this many young quarterbacks, because just about all of them are playing real effectively, and
yeah.
on all five of them, in their given locales, they're happy with the performance of the quarterback, and that couldn't have been said even around draft time. But I think since, you know, you go out to ninth grade games, high school, junior high, there's spread offenses now. There's throwing. When we were growing up, it was you didn't maybe you threw in college, but most of your learning and throwing came in the pros, where now these kids started 8, 9, 10 years old, throwing the ball with their teams, spread offenses, passing camps, 7-on-7 camps, drills that they've been conditioned to learn how to throw and read defenses from an early age.
And I think the business of the game, the economics of the game, the way the salary cap is structured, teams are forced to know sooner rather than later, immediately, what they have at that most vital of positions because of the investment that has to be made there. When you're going to go forward with committing to the second contract, which is what all these guys are playing for, despite the big money that's paid to the first round picks that are playing, those five guys playing the quarterback position in this league, it's about the second deal always. And I think under that circumstance, teams, through coaching, through however they're structuring their offenses, and I think that's another part of it, tailoring and putting so much emphasis on making sure these young guys are ready to play. And I don't know, I mean, you've got to believe what you believe in as a coach, but looking at the Washington Redskins is a perfect example with Robert Griffin III. They've had a pretty methodical way of not only preparing him for the season by having him work on specific areas of his game, coming from a pretty simplified Baylor offense to when they brought him into the NFL, letting him find, you know, different levels of knowledge in a particular area, and Mike Shanahan and his son Kyle, who's the offensive coordinator, they've done a brilliant job with that, and they've done it in games too, where some emphasis of what he's done individually has been different than other games to help hone that particular aspect. Would you go along with that, Mike?
Yes, and adding on to that, because the media and ESPN, every time Robert Griffin goes to the bathroom, we see it. Every time he makes a play, we see it. So we're a little more conditioned to know more about him.
Yeah.
You could make that same statement down in Miami with Tannehill,
right.
out west in Seattle, here in Cleveland, and with Luck. You know, the coaches are tailoring a plan for them, and they had a plan for him to do an offense and put him in a position to be successful.
Right.
And part of it is the alteration of the game plans under some core specifics that you stay with, and I think it's pretty impressive. Plus, the other thing, to your point, is they want to play good now, and they're expected to play good now.
Yeah.
There's no excuses that, no, you got a few years, you can learn, you can grow into it. It's part of what, and no disrespect to people here, but I don't like hearing five-year plans.
No.
You're going to play in 5 years because you give a level of excuse then to lose for 4 years or not play good. Now they're expected now.
And that got tossed out the window when a 29-year-old, he is now, quarterback, was drafted number one by the Browns.
Well, I could tell you this. I'd never liked that 4 and 5 year plan, because I go back, and you've heard me say this time and time again. I go back when the time when I came into the league, and here I was a rookie, and they threw me in the fire. And it's a little bit different at corner, I would say, than quarterback and some right. of the other positions. But
not with all the press coverage
yeah.
you played.
So I mean, you either sink or swim, and I think a player. I don't care. I think if he's a player that we think he is, he's going to make some mistakes, and he's going to get better from them, and that's the way it is. And so I don't believe in that 4 and 5 year plan. Put him out there and let him go.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from the Liberty Ford in Solon, 32811 Aurora Road. Come on out to see Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon sitting with me here, and Don Cockcroft also here. You're going to hear from him a little later in the show. Three great Browns alumni here at the dealership in Solon. Guys, the other thing is the receivers and how important these are to the equation. And I think now that we've seen, and even after that drop by Josh Gordon in that game, which really became the focal point of that game, but I think he, too, can come out of that holding his head holding his head very high, but looking at his game and feeling quite good about the strides that are being made there. That combination is not going to be happenstance or occasional. That's a regular thing now that defenses have to worry about.
Yeah, the touchdown, even the out route. You know, I was critical of some of the ways he came back to the ball in preseason. And partly it's because I know he has the athletic ability and the game, the football knowledge to do it. So, you know, but also on 3rd and 13, he catches a 15-yard out down to the 2-yard line to lead to one of our scores too. Also, again, not just trying to be a homer here or be overly positive, but I love the way he answered the question to the drop.
Yeah, yeah.
No excuses. I mean, he didn't take the light excuse, the sun excuse. He just said, I dropped it. And that's, you know, it was impressive. Yeah, I'd rather see him catch the ball, as we all would. But, you know, to see a young guy like that, because it's so easy to cop an excuse under the heat of a press conference for a young guy.
Is he growing up, Hanford?
You know what? Not only him. I think all of them are growing. I think they're starting to come together as a receiving corps, because you got Gordon, obviously, who is a deep threat, a guy that can get down the field, a stretch of the field. You got Little, I think, who's watching everything that's happening mm-hmm. with a kid like Gordon, and also a kid like Cooper, who's getting this opportunity to play, and he's starting to play well.
Right.
And I think it's making all of them better. You know, I look at Cooper, Bernie, and he reminds me so much of a Brian Brennan right there in the slot with a little wiggle, and the kid pretty much catches everything that come to him. But
yeah.
I think it's going to make all of them better. You got Massaquoi, you got Little, you got Cooper, you got Gordon, and then of course you got the big tight end and Watson and company. So it's going to be fun to watch and watch these kids develop and put this thing together.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm kind of zoning in, thinking about all I could hear is Brennan in my ear now saying there's only one Brian Brennan.
But there could be another one down the line.
Not in his mind.
That's
right.
That's where you were going.
Yes.
Very good. Well, guys, this has been fantastic, and we're going to catch up with you a little bit later in the show as we just kind of get started here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Greg Little, one of those aforementioned receivers, as a conversation with Jameer Howerton. That's up next. Later on in the show, you're going to hear again from Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon and Don Cockcroft, who's also here as we broadcast from Liberty Ford, 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Come on out. Come see us. We're here for the rest of this hour on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You're like no place no one could ever stay.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quake Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of one-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Take time! Great food! Get too quick! make mistake and lose.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Call Brian and Sons Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at 440-585-9232 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
It's Foxtoberfest, the month when we bring out the best in all of sports. Tomorrow kicks off with a college football slugfest as Heisman frontrunner Colin Klein leads third-ranked Kansas State against 14th-ranked Texas Tech.
Benny, on his feet!
It's the Fall Classic as Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers host Buster Posey and the Giants in pivotal Game 3 of the World Series.
That is hammer.
Then on Sunday, it's an NFL on Fox division rivalry when Eli and the Giants head to Dallas to battle the Cowboys. And the weekend ends with Game 4 of the World Series. No need to leave your couch all weekend. College football and World Series Game 3 on Saturday. And NFL and World Series Game 4 on Sunday. MLB trademark sues with permission.
It all begins with Fox College Football tomorrow at 3 on Fox 8.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Pete Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And yes, the location is 32811 Aurora Road in Solon, the Liberty Ford dealership here. As we broadcast, and also thank you for spending and choosing to spend this portion of your Friday with us on ESPN 850 WKNR. And joining me now is a great friend, and he's been part of a tremendous partnership with the Browns and Liberty Ford, is Greg Bumbu of Liberty Ford. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. We couldn't be happier with our relationship with you and the Browns, and it's just been great. And we're so happy to have Bernie and Hanford here tonight. Yeah. Bernie and I go way back to the old Steel Valley days and Boardman, and so anytime we can get Bernie here in Solon, we definitely want him.
I know. Anytime you guys are together, you take those stories back to the day. Bernie just put on his headset just to jump in on this conversation. Bernie, the history?
Well, we go back to when Boardman and Youngstown teams in the old Steel Valley had to play Warren Western Reserve, Warren Harding, and they both were two of the toughest games, and then they merged the two teams together.
Okay.
Fortunately, that was after me when they really became state powers then, but it was tough games to play at Mullenkopf Stadium.
That's right. We used to have about 15,000 people would come out, and of course, Bernie was winning back them days, too. He's won every time, everywhere he's played, he's won. So
what a shock. Greg, you know, first of all, this is our third remote from a Liberty location, and we've got more to come. We're going to be at Maple Heights on Monday, and so thrilled about it. But these have been amazing because it's a chance to engage with fans. I want you to speak, though, from the dealership perspective, to have folks come in here and kind of turn your – this isn't a normal setup where your dealership normally is, this is a nice showroom and everybody's kind of, you know, doing their car selling thing, but on a day like today, it turns it into a party.
Yeah, it's just a give back to our customers and Browns fans, and, you know, we want them to come out and meet Hanford and Don Cockcroft's here today, which is a treat, and Bernie, everybody loves Bernie, and they want to get a piece of him. They want to relive those glory years, and we're all about it. Liberty Ford and the Browns are a great relationship, and we love the relationship.
You got an easy sell here because the product's so great. I pull up in my 2013 Ford Explorer, and can't beat it. My sense is that you just enhance a great thing with doing these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ford's got a great product, and we're absolutely confident that the Browns are on the right track. And having Bernie back involved in Hanford, it's a great thing for the Browns.
We love it. Greg, thank you so much
for
joining us. And we look forward to continuing this tremendous relationship. That is Greg Bumbu from Liberty Ford. Now, Jameer Howerton from our staff had a chance to catch up with Greg Little. We were talking about the receivers on this team and sat down with him. And take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Greg, before we take a look at this defense that you're about to face, Sunday, let's just talk about this week of practice. How did the team bounce back?
I feel like it's been a great week of preparation and going through all the necessary things to, after a loss, to come back and bounce back and get a victory. I feel like, you know, practice was fast and we were in and out of the huddle and tempo was upbeat.
And for yourself, how did it feel to be in the end zone last week?
It felt pretty good. I was able to make a tremendous play, and I think that'll start to give the necessary confidence to come back to me in those necessary plays.
Now, Greg, we see you catch passes, and we saw you in the end zone, but you do a lot blocking. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think, when you add that aspect to your game, it just makes you more a complete player. And, you know, I know the running backs and other receivers that have the ball appreciate that a lot. And you know, I just want the same thing to, you know, reciprocate.
Now, Greg, you're facing another penetrating 3-4 defense. Let's break these guys down. What have you seen from this group?
They're a scrappy bunch, and they're a defense that'll get up in your face and press a lot and, try to strip the ball and just try to get after the quarterback. So it's some things that we're doing up front and out on the edges to try to get open.
Just from studying these guys, have you noticed the way their defensive backs like to bite on routes?
I have. They're very aggressive. And hopefully those are some of the things that we can exploit.
And, Greg, just seeing the way the Browns lost last week and just seeing the way this team that you're about to face, they had two tough losses where they were up in both games. This game here is set to be a fiery one.
It is, and I think that, we try to protect our home, and they're going to have to come in here and play their best ball as well as we are, too.
Greg, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer, and thank you, Greg Little, for that conversation. All right. Up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we are going to have a four-way conversation. We're going to have Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon and Don Cockcroft and yours truly. Four of us are going to chat up this Browns game coming up against the San Diego Chargers. We'll take a further look at that and other Browns-related topics as you listen to us broadcasting from Liberty Ford in Solon. The address is 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Come on out, Bernie and Hanford and Don signing autographs for you. Got pictures of galore and other little giveaways. So we want you to come out and see us. That's what we're here for. To the top of the hour on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month. And I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy.TV, comedian and actor, Shang. Come see Shang this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Shang, you've seen him in HBO's Politically Incorrect and Def Comedy Jam. Now come see Shang live and in person this week at the Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Shang. Shang is hilarious, and he's coming to the Improv. We'll see you there.
Need two tires, or maybe just one?
Well, here's your chance to get two tires for the price of one.
Now, through next Wednesday, only at NTB.
Buy one, get one on select in-stock name brands.
Free is a word we all like, and your second tire is free. Two tires for the price of one.
When was the last time you got anything for free?
Well, here's your chance. With the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on two tires, when you purchase one tire with installation, you'll get your second tire free. And let's face it, we all like free stuff.
So, get your free tires at NTB. Buy one, get one free through Wednesday of next week. Next Wednesday, this sale is over, so don't wait. Buy one tire, get your second tire free.
Yes, you heard right. You get one free tire when you buy one now at NTB.
Get to NTB today. NTB, we make tire buying easy.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
We are on location at 32811 Aurora Road in Solon at the Liberty Ford location here. Bernie Kosar with me, Hanford Dixon, and Don Cockcroft have been on hand. They've been signing tons of autographs, posing for tons of pictures. We've got giveaways. We are here till the top of the hour if you want to stop by and see us and have a little bit of fun while interacting with these Cleveland Browns, former Cleveland Browns great players. Guys, I want to get into, before we, I got a topic for the three of you to address, but before I do that, Browns play a game against the San Diego Chargers. I want to get a feel for this particular game from each of you from the standpoint of, you know, we saw a team, and I want to start with Don Cockcroft, we saw a team on Monday Night Football do a kind of a historic thing, at least for Monday Night Football. They were up 24-0 to the Denver Broncos. They lose a ball game on a comeback by led by Peyton Manning, who's done that a couple of times before, we know, Don. But you know, you just wonder where that leaves a team mentally and how. And that was 2 weeks in a row, or two games in a row, that they've lost kind of in that fashion. I think it was up 17 points over the Saints before that and lost. Where would you say the mindset might be coming into a game like this? Yeah, you're laughing. I know.
Yeah, I know the mindset is... you know, you just don't do those type of things, but it happens. So there is no doubt that these guys are going to coming in here wanting to kick some rear end.
They're ready, Bernie, right? I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, they're ready. You know, sometimes those guys have to deal with a lot. I think it's sometimes it's so much psychological, whether you're coming off a loss like that. And I love Norv Turner, their head coach. But, you know, he tends to talk a lot about how tough it is to go from west to east, and the percentage of games that West Coast teams lose, basically playing a game at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And sometimes, again, back to my not liking 4- and 5-year plans, like me and Hanford talked about, I really like to take away all levels of excuses for players to not perform and not to win. So even though that may be true, I don't like to really talk much about it. But, you know,
they're do a little bit more fire zone defenses, blitz zones, than we've seen in the last few weeks. So this will be another test for our offense, our offensive line, for Brandon. The young receivers understanding when we're hot, for the backs picking up and scanning across to make sure the right side is picked up and the right side is sight adjusting, if that is something that's needed. And we haven't exactly been tested like that, but I was looking at some film and seeing a fair amount of that from San Diego. So it'll be a nice test to see how we handle this different type of defense.
Do they come in? I have a question, because sometimes between the West Coast and the East Coast guys, do they come in on Friday now or don't do that anymore?
Like the Browns going west will leave on Friday. The game in Oakland will be a Friday departure, and that's how they did it last year with Oakland and San Francisco trips. Now, as far as coming east, I'm not 100% sure. Teams have, now the 49ers did that where they camped out in Youngstown and played, back-to-back East Coast games. The Buffalo Bills going west after they played the Browns did 49ers and then an Arizona game, and they stayed on the West Coast, and they got trampled by San Francisco. They did end up beating Arizona, so I don't know if there's any particular formula, but I want you tell me, how hard was it to go west, and how difficult was it on you guys?
I just think it was just an excuse for everybody to use. It didn't really make a difference to me. I mean, because you still have, you're going out there for a reason. You got to play a game, and you got to be ready to go. You're going to play the game regardless. I go back to, and Bernie's going to laugh at this, where we had a playoff game, and Marty, remember Marty took
us?
I thought it was great.
The only time Ian Hanford almost killed him. I still may kill him right now. I'm a bad loser.
That's why I don't.
Oh, but here's the thing. If you're going to play, like I like leaving early.
Yeah.
If we're going to play, like we're going to play the AFC Championship game in Denver, we went out to New Mexico State to get used to the altitude for 4 or 5 days early. You're going to go play in Florida. Hey, go practice at Vero Beach. Go do that. But if you're going to have your AFC Championship game, 1986, at home in Cleveland, after beating the Jets in zero-degree weather seven days before, you don't go to 80-degree weather for 6 days, because there's no assimilation to that in minus 10-degree weather with 25-mile-an-hour winds and minus 10 wind chill. That you get when you're in South Florida practicing football.
Hey, Vic,
so at least it was fun.
Vic, I'm from the South. Come on, I wanted to get some rays. You can tell I need them, right?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so now that I have you guys from you and Bernie, Hanford and Bernie from one era of Browns football, Don Cockcroft from another, and Don, of course, the author of a great book, The 1980 Cardiac Kids, Our Untold Stories, tremendous, done with Bob Moon. It's a tremendous gift, and he's got those available on sale here, by the way, as we broadcast from Liberty Ford in Aurora, in Solon on 32811 Aurora Road. But each team has its own characteristic. Winning teams, successful teams, I preface that because you've got to have something that you're rallying around, and I think that's been well established. What was your core thing? So you guys were the Cardiac Kids, and defined by Brian Sipe and that group. Bernie's teams were Bernie's teams, different personalities. But if you had to characterize, Don, what the personality of that team was, what would you say all these years later?
Well, it was, it's unselfish. If there was one word that would describe the 1980 Cardiac Kids, it was selflessness. It was unselfish. When I was doing the book and interviewing all the players, that came out so much. And Ozzie was really, he said he'd never been on a team that was so unselfish as was that team. So that's one thing. And these guys both, when you win, there's camaraderie. There is chemistry. There is family. And I think winning has a big part of bringing that together. And I think one thing that I feel and I see, people don't remember when Forrest was here, Forrest Gregg. We went 0-9 in one of the years. I forget what year. We were 0-9, and we happened to win, maybe four out of the last five ball games, and the winning, began to happen. And then when Sam came in, we went, I think we had a 500 season, and then we went 9-6, and then we went 11-5. Winning, and these guys know it. I mean, winning, as we talked, I think, the other night.
Yeah.
Winning, there's just something about, and these kids got to win.
Yeah.
Sunday, they won. You know, they didn't catch the ball. but and they lost the game. But you know what I'm saying? And I think this is going to be a similar thing. That the Browns have lost. They're going to start winning, and we're going to see the same thing happen.
Well, I think, and I agree, I think you could see it coming right now with this football team. I mean, they are pretty much in every ball game. I think it's getting to the point where they're starting to expect to win football games. And that's, as you guys know, that's half the battle. I mean, BK, you know, every time we went out there on the field, you can tell us that we were not going to win the football game. That was just our mentality. That's just the way we thought about it, and I don't care who we were playing. It did not matter. We had enough confidence in ourselves and our teammates that we were going to get it done on that side of the ball, and they were going to get it done on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, really simply put, I think what we're all trying to say is really winning breeds winning, losing breeds losing. And once you get a taste of it and, you know, you get that little feel for it and you get to understand how to do it, you want to keep doing it, and you learn how to do it, and it kind of manifests itself. And with younger teams, sometimes to get saying where you lost, but you played a lot better, and then you put a game or two together, and it starts building upon itself. And that's really the key point now is even, you know, the example with an 0-9 team and then winning four of the last five games. These guys, if you work every day and you try to get better every day, I've had most of my best coaches said, you never stay the same. You either get better every day or you get worse every day. And whether you're 9-0 or 0-9, you need to still be trying to get better. And once it starts, it's kind of like a snowball. It tends to keep coming.
How conscious were you guys as the era that followed the Brian Sipe Cardiac Kids Browns, the Don Cockcroft Browns, to your era? How conscious were you of just that legacy thing, following what they had? And Ozzie Newsome would be one of the bridge players, right, from one era to the next. But that you were, you know, upholding a tradition. You knew all about Brian Sipe. You knew whose shoes you were sort of filling as you were going forward. How conscious of or were you always just in the moment, as a young player?
Well, again, I was a kid growing up in northeastern Ohio, you know, living that season. You know, and I think I'm, you know, sophomore in high school or something. And to me, a freshman in high school or something, sophomore. Then literally, I joked with Hanford, you know, in 1981, I think he was drafted. And I was a junior in high school. Then literally 3.5 years later, I'm the starting quarterback with him. And you know of that history. And you see guys like, Ozzie Newsome, Clay Matthews, Robert Jackson, who played on the teams. And then you see the new wave of guys, and you just really don't want to let them down. You don't want to be the reason why you don't get a W. So you do, at least I did, whatever I could to help us win. But more importantly, maybe the fear of failure, I didn't want to be the reason. I don't want to hear, oh, you're a young quarterback, oh, you this, you that. I didn't want to be the reason why we lost.
And Don, playing in the time that you did, after, you know, you had really, they were all around, the Lou Groza's and the others who were part of some of the great, obviously the 64 championship team and so forth, that still resonated and carried into your era.
Oh, absolutely. It was, you know, losing wasn't in the picture.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, and of course we did, you know, we did lose, but a lot of ball games. But again, it's that tradition. And I don't know. I hope these young guys today, you know, I mean, it's been a long time, but do they go back to the Bernie Kosar years? Do they go back to the Cardiac Kids? Do they go back to the Jim Browns to realize the tremendous heritage the Cleveland Browns hold? I hope they do.
My sense is they might not do it naturally, and I don't mean this as a criticism. I'm talking about the league as a whole. Because the NFL has been cognizant of this for the last few years, several years, in trying to get these guys, rookies, reconnected with the history of the game. And what I'm talking about specifically would be the rookie symposium that was held here in Ohio. It was at Aurora, Ohio, not long ago, this past June, and they used the Browns facility to have the NFC rookies, the entire NFC rookies in one day, the AFC rookies the other day, and then had them tour Canton, have them tour the Hall of Fame to see here's where it can lead, and here's the people on whose shoulders this game has been built, Hanford. I mean, that's kind of the efforts being made in an organized way to connect kids who might not otherwise see it that way.
Well, you're right, and I could tell you this. Like I remember when I came out in 1981, I was, you know, guys, like I played with Greg Pruitt, Brian Sipe, and the guys and company, and I was just so excited just to be next to one of those guys, because again, these are the guys that I've watched the whole time. And what I do right now, Vic, you know, even when I see some of the older guys, even if I didn't play with them, I go out of my way to say hi or shake their hands and let them know how much I appreciate them being the pioneers of the game and right. showing the way
yeah.
for
you know,
all
that's,
of
that's
us.
Not
yeah.
the cut shot. That's so
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Same way. And there's almost like an unwritten hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Who came before you has the historical rights
right.
of, like, Don's come before. So they've always, you know, had so much respect. Brian Sipe to me. So I was so impressed that Oz and Robert Jackson really took me under their belt to kind of help my transition. Eddie Johnson, God bless him, to into the league. Even last night, Clay Matthews shows up, so I drive over to see where he's going to be at.
This was at the stadium?
Yeah, at the yeah. event at the stadium, just because there's an element of respect for the tradition that was there before you.
Yeah, I think that's so. I think it's so important, and I think it. And Don, you made the point. You hope that's the mentality. And again, I say it without any level of criticism. I'm not so sure it's automatic. I think some guys will appreciate it more than others. It's just the way people are hardwired. And I think there's also maybe the one thing I found, and it's not consistent necessarily with players who play in 2012. I've covered this league now for, God, 34 or something years, and I remember sometimes the worst fans were players because it was their job to play football, and they didn't watch it or follow it the way those of us who are fans and media and cover it do. But, you know, as I sit here with you three guys especially, and I know you're not part of a minority in this, I think you appreciate the game itself but the traditions of it. And I think that's seeing people at an event like this bringing up photos, SI covers from you back in the 80s, stuff from Hanford back in the day, Don, seeing, you know, this old collectible stuff, I mean, that's cool, but that's respect for the past.
You didn't see my SI cover?
I might have missed that one. No, I'm sure it was here.
No,
yes.
No, it was that BS cover.
Hey, some guy brought to me a picture at the last event we did.
Yeah.
Said, I didn't know you kicked left-footed. I mean, they did an ad, and they needed me to kick it in towards that, so they made
so
me kick it left-footed. So I said, man, was I talented.
That's a rarity to keep left. That one. Guys, thank you so, so much. We appreciate it. Bernie Kosar, Hanford Dixon, Don Cockcroft joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Liberty Ford, the dealership in Solon. It's 32811 Aurora Road. Come on out for the remaining time. These guys are still here with lots of pens and photos and stuff that they can sign for you, pose for pictures. I know we have some people patiently waiting for that as well, so we'll get them aboard to do this. I'll answer more of your questions and comment on more of your comments on the Ask Vic segment next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I, for one, feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Polar pop!
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents.
So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Need two tires, or maybe just one?
Well, here's your chance to get two tires for the price of one.
Now, through next Wednesday, only at NTB.
Buy one, get one on select in-stock name brands.
Free is a word we all like, and your second tire is free. Two tires for the price of one.
When was the last time you got anything for free?
Well, here's your chance. With the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on two tires, when you purchase one tire with installation, you'll get your second tire free. And let's face it, we all like free stuff.
So, get your free tires at NTB. Buy one, get one free through Wednesday of next week. Next Wednesday, this sale is over, so don't wait. Buy one tire, get your second tire free.
Yes, you heard right. You get one free tire when you buy one now at NTB.
Get to NTB today. NTB, we make tire buying easy.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
All right. And we thank you for being with us tonight from the Liberty Ford dealership on Aurora Road in Solon. Been here for the full hour. We've had a great show, I think, with some wonderful people who are part of this thing regularly, but we got to get into some different topics with them tonight and enjoy that very much. With Bernie Kosar, we want to thank him, and we want to thank Hanford Dixon and Don Cockcroft as well. And want to thank Greg Bumbu for being part of this. Want to thank, yes, absolutely, because this is his place. He's rocking the Browns hat here, and it's wonderful to have him with us and be part of this whole relationship. This association with Liberty Ford has been so great. Want to thank Greg Little and Jameer Howerton too for their contributions to this show. And Adam Cahill, our on-site producer, Chris Fedor, producing there at KNR. Let's go to Facebook. Matt from Facebook is saying, Brandon Whedon is playing better than anyone on the team. Everyone needs to realize the losses are not his fault. I'm not sure that anyone's pointing in that direction, Matt, but you're coming to his defense. He says last week if Josh Gordon catches the perfect pass, Whedon would have thrown for more than 300 yards and three touchdowns. Nothing wrong with that. No, and the would-have, should-have, could-have stuff. Even Brandon would tell you that that's not necessarily the thing that he wants to focus on at all, because it becomes what's called the loser's lament. By the way, Don Cockcroft, a great book, The 1980 Cardiac Kids. You can go to thecardiackids.com, go to that website, and you can order that book, because it's a great one. Great Chris, holiday gift that you want to order, perhaps. And you figure out a way, he'll sign it for you, too. All right. We've enjoyed this immensely, and we'll do it again. Guess what? Another Liberty Ford dealership, Maple Heights, on Monday. This show, 6 to 7 p.m. Vic Carucci with you. Enjoy the weekend. Let's enjoy a Browns victory on Sunday against the San Diego Chargers. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns.
Daily is an original Cleveland Browns production and a subsidiary of the Cleveland Browns Media Network. Copyright 2011, all rights reserved.